walk out of this building and say, well, the preacher didn't have it today. Well, you know, the Sunday school teacher, yeah, he's all right, but you know, I would have said this. No, it's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to us to preach the word. And the word goes forth. What you do with it is up to you. One of the quickest and some of the best advice I've received since being here from Pastor, I was frustrated. I wanted to reach somebody and they didn't move. And he said, it's your job to preach the word. What they do with it is up to them. You are presence bearers. You are responsible for your worship and your actions in the presence of the King. It's up to you to come in and make a joyful noise. It's up to you to come in and say, God, here I am. I surrender everything. I surrender everything. That includes your mind that might be wandering right now. Surrender that to God. Get in the book. Get in the house of God. Get in the moment. This is reality. The presence of God. When trouble comes, I want to praise Him. When situations come, I want to praise Him. When issues that I don't understand come my way, I want to be able to worship God and know that He's going to step up and step out on my behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We read of a story in the Bible, Job 36 and 26. It's an interesting scripture on this exact subject. Isn't it interesting how we spell Job, J-O-B, Job, Job, Job. I always thought that was interesting. And I realized before joy comes, sometimes you have to have a job before you can have some pleasures in life. And you look at people who are enjoying the labor of their hands. They didn't just get that. They had a job and they worked for it. You've got to apply yourself in life, right? So you have to have a job sometimes to get the joy. But Job 36 and 26, these scriptures seem to leap out at me. And it says, behold, God is great, and we know Him not, neither can the number of His years be searched out. This is simply saying nobody knows how old God is. For He maketh small the drops of water. They pour down rain according to the vapor thereof. Vapor thereof. Which the clouds do drop and distill upon man abundantly. Can any understand the spreading of the clouds or the noise of the tabernacle? Now, when I was a young boy in school, in science, we learned about the rain cycle. Anybody here ever learn about the rain cycle? Show me your hands if you've learned about the rain cycle. Yeah, it's taught, or it used to be taught. I don't know if it still is. They don't teach people how to write cursive anymore. That's a sin, I think. But hey, you know what? They can text and abbreviate. They have all this lol and all this stuff on there. Who knows what all of them laugh out loud? Yeah. But they don't write cursive. But I learned about the rain cycle. And what happens in the rain cycle? The sun attracts vapor from the rivers, the lakes, the oceans, and the vapors go up and they form clouds. Right? Am I right so far? Good. The clouds cool, they fill, they condense, they lower in the atmosphere, and they send back drops of rain. Right? Yeah. So you've got to understand this. Job is explaining the same principle that you learned in school, only about God and His Spirit. And check this out. God sends back rain according to the vapors that rise. You thought about it like that? He'll send back rain depending on the amount of vapor that gets pulled up into the atmosphere, into the air. How do you and I change that? This is how it applies to the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Douglas, so good to, Brother Doucette, good to see you home, man. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother Randy is back. Brother Jake is back. Good to see you guys. God is great. Did you hear me this morning? Hallelujah. He's greatly to be praised. Woo, there you go. Let's clap our hands. Now, what happened? Where did that go? Is it hovering 6 inches below the ceiling? Think about it. Where did those claps of praise, glory to God, praise God, in the high, where does it go? It's the vapor. I said it, but once I said it, it's the spoken word. You're speaking it into the air. There's a whole message right there. When you say the name of Jesus, you are literally shattering. What is Satan, the prince of the power of the air, something like that? Yeah. You are shattering the air. You're shattering the things around when you begin to sing praises out. It's the vapor. It's the vapor, and it goes up. Doesn't go under the carpet. It doesn't go in the ceiling. But it's the vapor that rises above us, and it forms a cloud over this place or wherever you are, and you begin to sing praises unto God. It creates the vapor that rises up and creates the cloud, and God comes in and He begins to, you know, it begins to cool and condense, and it begins to do everything that's in the rain cycle, and then the power of God begins to fall, and you'll see a blessing over here and a healing over there. Somebody get the Holy Ghost over here. Why? Because we're in one mind and one accord sending up praises to God. He inhabits the praises of His people. It's up to you and I to worship Him, to usher in the presence of God. These musicians and singers, they don't get together on Wednesday night and practice to perform for you. They don't get up here on Tuesday night and sing to perform and, well, you sound so good. Or Sunday morning, they're here to help us get into an atmosphere of worship, to usher in the presence of God, to lay aside every weight, every distraction, every evil thing that our flesh would want to do, and we are to get in the Spirit and presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Problem in many churches across America today, it's not dry services that they're having. It's dry servants. It's people who come in hurt and broken, feeling sorry for themselves. And they missed the moment. Don't miss the moment. Make every opportunity count for the kingdom of God. Don't miss your opportunity, sir, ma'am. Don't. Just get rid of all the funk and all the stuff that's surrounding you and nagging at you. And get in the presence of God and just begin to worship Him. Just begin to praise and begin to sing praises. And I promise you, something inside of you will begin to boil. And you'll feel His presence and yield to His presence. Get out of the flesh and get into the Spirit. Not dry services, but dry servants. I don't want dry servants. I want us to all be full of the presence of God, worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. It's believers who will not put on the garments of praise and move victoriously into the presence of God and send up vapors to bring back the rain into every service. That's the definition of a dry servant. You don't want to be that. The Bible says in Hosea 6:3, He shall come unto us as the rain. Zechariah 14:17 says of those families that did not praise, they would have no rain. I want the rain of God in my life. I want the rain of blessings and mercy and love and forgiveness and right relationship to flow over me, to saturate me from the top to the bottom, from the inside out, from the outside in. I want to be victorious living for Jesus. Unless we are attuned to creating a climate where He can sit on our seat of praise. Unless we send up vapors of worship, He cannot send back cloudbursts of His presence and His reign. It's all, if you will, a mutual agreement. The old saying growing up, I've heard it for years, if you'll take one step towards God, He'll take two to you. I'm here to tell you, if you'll just make a move to God and surrender your flesh, He will do for you what nobody else can do for you. Hallelujah. You know, they used to have revivals in the Old Testament. We read about one in 2 Chronicles 29 and 27 under the reign of King Hezekiah. Amazing things begin to happen. And when Hezekiah came to the throne as king, things were in bad shape in Israel. And the priests weren't working. And the doors to God's house had been shut. And the Passover wasn't kept. And idols were in the set in the high places for worship. And by one man's help, God turned a nation back. And the great features of revival is spelled out right here, 2 Chronicles 29 and 27. And Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began, also with the trumpets and with the instruments ordained by David, king of Israel, and all the congregation worship. All the congregation worship. Say that with me. All the congregation worship. And the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded, and all this continued. Everybody say all. All this continued until the burnt offering was finished. You don't have to like noise, but you better like worship. If you don't like noise and you don't like worship, you better consider you might not like heaven, because we're going to be there saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain forevermore. I want you to notice two words out of this text. They all did it. They all did it. Everybody together. They all did it. They all continued to do it. Don't start and stop. Keep going. It's not the one who runs as swift as the runner, the one who shines for a day, but he that endureth to the end. I was in a race when I was about 16 years old. I thought I was bad to the bone. I could run a 40-yard dash in about 4.45 seconds, and I was quick. And my buddy has an upholstery shop, actually, in Beaumont. Daddy pastors a church. He challenged me. Hey, buddy, you think you're fast? I'm going to race you. Let's go around the block. It's about two blocks, to be honest. Well, I did real good for about half of it. He started off real slow. Man, I had it made. I'm whooping you, old man, I thought. Before we got to the end of it, he was about 100 yards in front of me, because I had winded and gassed. I was out of gas. I was, oh, I'm going to die. I've never forgot that. It's not the one who runs the swiftest, nor the one who shines for a day or a moment or a minute. You got to endure. You got to be in this thing for the long haul. Get your feelings off your shoulder. Somebody's hurt you. Say, I'm sorry. Let them say they're sorry. Let's move on. Yeah. Don't live in the past. Don't live with junk. Don't live with issues. We're not here to worship issues. We're here to worship the King of Kings and the God of glory. We're here to sing praises unto God. All of us together continually. Hallelujah. How many of you remember several years ago there was a Olympic Games? Man, I'm out of time. Not the one who runs the swiftest. Hallelujah. But this girl, she was a gymnast. And Howard Cosell said of her, he was the commentator, if you will notice, when Nadia starts and until she finishes, every member, every muscle, every joint, every part of her flows in total coordination and unity and is in total obedience to her brain. We've got to get in one mind and one accord. All of us together. I got about 8 or 9 more good pages of notes. Hallelujah. Never get to them. I always say I will, but I never will. God gives you something else. But I'm here to tell you, folks, if we'll get in one mind and one accord, not just on the fun days that we have here at church, not just on Memorial Day weekend, but every day. Every day, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Get out of your flesh. Get out of the things of the past. Get out of past hurts and disappointments. People are going to fail you. Family will fail you. Friends will fail you. But God will never fail you. He'll never leave you or forsake you if you'll just come to Him with open arms and say, God, I've come to worship You in spirit and in truth. Wash me, forgive me. If I've hurt anybody, if I've said anything, forgive me. Make me a new man, a new woman in Jesus' name. And receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And let the Holy Ghost begin to work inside of you. It's not the end, it's the beginning. Amen? Stand to your feet all over the building. Dear Jesus, we thank You for today. Bless us, keep us. Lord, we want to be worshipers in one mind and one accord. God, we want to worship You in spirit and in truth. God, we want to get out of our flesh and we want to get in the spirit and worship You with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you this morning. Take a quick break. We will come.